USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden unveiling his initiatives aimed at reducing health care expenses for Americans. USA's John Schaefer with more.
During a White House gathering Wednesday, President Biden outlined that seniors enrolled in Medicare would be spared from paying over $2,000 annually for prescription medications starting next year. That's per the Inflation Reduction Act.
Drug companies are charging exorbitant prescription drug prices.
Additionally, he commended the move made by 3 out of 4 major inhaler manufacturers to limit the monthly cost of inhalers for a number of patients to just $35.
An Israeli military mistake that led to the deaths of 7 World Central Kitchen aid workers in Gaza is not moving any policy needles at the White House, tragic as it may be.
You heard from the president in his statement. He's outraged and he's heartbroken. We are all heartbroken here.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. In a statement this week, President Biden said he would continue to press Israel to be more careful with the lives of civilians in the conflict. There are at least a dozen people reported dead in the wake of Wednesday's magnitude 7.4 earthquake in Taiwan. However, officials are still concerned the death toll could rise further, as many people remained trapped in collapsed highway tunnels or other structures in the aftermath. It was the worst earthquake to hit Taiwan in 25 years. Search and rescue operations were continuing Thursday. There have been hundreds of thousands of power outages resulting from severe storms in the central and northeastern U.S., and the severe weather is expected to continue for some. As of Thursday morning, there were more than 250,000 utility customers without electricity across 8 states, from Maine west to Wisconsin. Severe winter weather was expected to continue for much of Thursday in New England. This is USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
The paper shredder's jammed, but I think I've fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Former President Trump and the Republican National Committee significantly bolstering financial resources, raising close to $66 million in March. Trump's campaign and the RNC disclosed the fundraising achievement, marking a notable increase following a slower pace in the first 2 months of the year. Californians are being asked about a bill that seeks to prevent their boss from contacting them during off hours.
It would be nice to not even have the stress of thinking that someone might call you. It would be probably good for your mental health.
The proposed bill would mandate companies to better specify employee compensated hours and prohibit them from expecting employees to respond to calls, texts, or emails outside of that time frame. If passed, it would be a first for America. Meanwhile, there is significant support building around the idea of a 4-day work week. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders is now championing the idea. The independent senator from Vermont penned an op-ed for CNN saying it's a move that will help working families. In the piece, Sanders claimed the wealthiest people have never had it so good. At the same time, he points to a Rand Corporation study which found weekly wages for most American workers have declined when adjusted for inflation. Earlier, data showed America's richest 1% are worth a total of roughly $15 trillion more than they were when the pandemic hit. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.